Hello, 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 everyone. It's your girl, the Goddess Queen. We are back for another episode of Mind, Body, Soul, and Spirit. How are y'all doing today? All right, so today's topic is actually going to be about health. We haven't talked about health in a while, so we're going to talk about vegetarianism and veganism and what it actually means, what both of them actually mean, okay? So today's topic today is going to be vegetarianism and veganism. What do they actually mean? So let's start with vegetarianism, because first off, what I think you need to understand is what these are lifestyle diets, okay? These are lifestyle diets or lifestyle changes that you can make to your life, right? That will give you a certain type of diet, okay? So now, if you follow any kind of health world or you looked into anything before in the past, you might just know that there are a lot of different diets. There are tons of diets. There's the keto diet. There's the Atkins diet. There's the no carbs diet, which is one of them's too, you know, the gluten-free diet, you know, anti-inflammatory diets, alkaline diets, flexitarian diets. There are all types of diets, our fruit diets, you know, there are literally all types of diets out there. But when it comes to vegetarianism and veganism, and most of us hear it as vegetarian or vegan, when it comes to being vegetarian or vegan, this is more of a lifestyle change than a diet, okay? And you could say that about a few other ones, like the flexitarian diet, or as well as, you know, the alkaline diet. These are both diets that give you a all-around lifestyle change to help better a certain aspect. It's not just the overall diet to help you lose weight. So, for example, let's talk about, you know, a few different kinds and what they mean and, you know, what they actually do. So we'll start with vegetarianism, and vegetarianism is simple to some but difficult to some, or let's say difficult to others. When it comes to vegetarianism is strictly the process of eating a mainly plant-based diet, okay? So what it means is you will still observe the occasional meat products, but you do not eat them every day. This is not something that's in your diet every day or a whole bunch. Literally, it's like your diet is based solely on, mostly on plants, plant-based items, okay? So that means you're going to eat a lot of greens. You're going to eat a lot of your vegetables, you know? So you're going to eat a lot of your, you know, carrots and green beans and corn and salad. And, you know, this is when you start getting very interesting with your meals. You start eating kale and using spinach and parsley and oregano, and get you some fresh cut, some fresh vegetables and herbs from the produce section. What you do is, you know, you implement these into your everyday. And one of the easiest ways for vegetarianism for me when I started my journey was to literally just start eliminating meals, basically. So basically what I would do is I would eliminate one meal and add in a different meal for that day. So let's say, for example, if I know that for my lunch, I normally don't have two good things for lunch. What I started to do was I would take my lunch and implement healthy items in my lunch. So I would have an all-vegetable lunch during the day, or, you know, have dinner that was, you know, mostly vegetables. When everybody else in the household is eating, instead there might be meat and vegetables, sometimes I'll get mostly vegetables and get a little bitty piece of meat, because that is what works best for me and my lifestyle. Now, when it comes to vegetarianism, you're looking at the food pyramid, right? And you're looking at the food pyramid. And if you haven't seen a food pyramid lately, I just suggest you go look at one. And if you look at a food pyramid, look at the very top and look at the bottom. When you're thinking about, you know, these different types of diets, these vegetarian diets and these, you know, vegan diets and just more of a healthy lifestyle, first thing you're going to want to do is flip that food pyramid upside down. First off, we're going to flip that food pyramid upside down and focus on things at the bottom up first. Okay, so you're going to use the inverted pyramid idea. So that means your breads and things like that are actually some of the first things on this list. And one thing I will say is that there's reasons for everything. Now, a lot of people don't want to be vegetarians, actually, because of the carbs. When you're vegetarian, you eat a lot of other things. And a lot of the reason why you eat a lot of those other things is to supplement for what you don't have. Because when you don't eat a fully balanced meat diet, you don't have that meat in you, there are different properties and different minerals that are given to your body from meat. When you don't have that in your body then tries to find it. It needs to produce it some kind of way. And when you don't have an outlet, you then have to move on to different ways. So that's why you'll see a lot of vegetarians, a lot of people will tell you that you gotta have your vitamins when you're a vegetarian or vegan, because your vitamins are a big deal. Also, as I was saying, you know, if you have problems with carbs, you're gonna have to get over your problems with carbs for vegetarianism or veganism now, because carbs are a very big part of our diet because they give us some of the proteins that we don't get on the daily basis. There are certain carbs and certain food items that you can eat that contain tons of different, let's just say, vitamins and chemicals in them that are needed in our body. So once you go out and you find out really what your body's lacking, you can find out what your body needs. Another thing that comes into play when we look at things is actually going to be what it is that you're actually doing this for. Now, different people change their lifestyle for different reasons. If you're a vegetarian, a lot of times people change to vegetarianism because they want, now it's not because it's cheap, I'll tell you that, but they will say, you know, health reasons. So maybe some kind of disease or illness, you know, that's causing you some health issues. Others, you know, they'll say it's for weight loss. All right, they want to lose some weight. Best way to do that, they felt, was to go vegetarian. Mental reasons, you know, mental things. Some people just mentally feel like, you know, hey, I just want to feel better. And I think being vegetarian will help you feel better. So at the end of the day, you have to understand what's best for you, why you want to make this lifestyle change. Because if you're not positively and actively thinking about why you want to make this lifestyle change, you're not going to want to do it, because it's like I said, being healthy is not the easiest thing in the world, okay? Being healthy takes structure and some kind of discipline, okay? And that's what it does for you. It gives you some kind of structure in your life. It gives you something to stand for. And us here as humans, we need something to stand for. In this world, you need to stand for something. And if you don't have a voice, if you don't stand for something, that's what you need to be working on. What do you stand for? If it's just standing for something that you eat, you know, you got to understand what it is that you stand for, okay? Now, let's talk about veganism. Let's skip over to veganism. Veganism is a whole nother world. If you're a vegan and you're listening to this episode, I applaud you. I applaud you. Being a vegan is the epitome of lifestyle change, okay? Because in order to be a vegan, you have to observe all aspects of a plant-based diet. Vegans do not eat meat at all. They do not eat any type of meat. Vegans do not even allow meat products within their body. There are some vegans that even take it as far as what they wear or put on their body as well. So none of their lotion products, things like that, or hair products, makeup products, none of their clothes. They do not do animal products. Okay. So, now, what's the whole point about veganism? Veganism is hard. It's hard on the body. It is a lifestyle change that is very good and healthy for some people. This is one area where I say it works for, it all depends on the person. Some people like eating lighter. Some people just enjoy eating lighter overall. Some people have health problems that eating lighter just would give them an overall better experience or overall better life. Whichever category it is that you fall under, the whole point is that you've chose this because you wanted to make a certain aspect of your life a little better by implementing this. When a vegetarian goes about things, you know, they're not necessarily going about things like, you know, I can't eat this, I can't eat that, I can't do this, I can't do that. Oh my goodness, what am I gonna do? Vegetarians don't really think about that. When it comes to veganism, a lot of vegans do think about that. And I think that's what makes veganism so hard. At the end of the day, a lot of vegans think about what they can't have more than what they can have. And you can make this world, you know, a little bit easier. So, like, let's give you an example. An example of a vegan diet would be, let's say, in the morning. Instead of having eggs like the normal person, cheese, eggs, dairy, those are all animal products. So they don't eat those. Now, what do they eat, you say? There are substitutes. In our beautiful world of vegetarianism and veganism, there are substitutes. You can find egg substitutes, organic eggs and egg substitutes. You can find organic or, you know, non-dairy products. So that means non-dairy milk, non-dairy cheese, you know, non-dairy butter. You can find non-dairy in all of those products. Because you gotta have, there are people that have, you know, that are lactose, that can't have dairy and stuff like that on the other hand. So, you know, they do have things like that available. Then you'll find your meatless meats. There are things called meatless meats. So meatless chicken, meatless ground beef, you know, meatless ham. There's meatless just about everything. You can also get you some meatless hot dogs. They've got meatless hot dogs. Trying tofu. Tofu is a really good supplement for some different meat products in your food. As well as if you want to make like some eggs in the morning, make you some tofu style eggs. Things like that. There's also things like tofurkey, and which is a different type of bacon. It's a meatless bacon. You can get you some meatless bacon and some meatless sausage and things like that. So there, if you go to one of the biggest things that I like to say, if you go to any grocery store, find the home food, the whole food section. Okay, find the whole food section of any grocery store and just go look at it. Go look at all the organic, healthy, vegetarian, vegan, whole food options. Go into Trader Joe's or Sprout. Or, you know, a world market, and look at what they've got in there. And when it comes to the health world, there are so many benefits to eating healthy and being vegetarian and vegan. I know veganism is a lot. Literally, they actually, when it comes to veganism, they actually look all the way down, like I said, to the clothes. So you would be looking on your clothes. One of the things is riboflavin. Riboflavin is a vitamin or a element within our body, chemical element within our body, or within animals' bodies, okay? And riboflavin is something that's used in a lot of items. You would be surprised. Non-food items have riboflavin in them. And when you are on your vegetarian, you know, or your veganism route, especially with veganism, you're going to want to take a look at the back of these labels and see what they have in them, you know? See what they're made of. And once you start looking into that, you'll start noticing the things that are more animal products, and then you can know what to cut out of your life. So, I know it's a lot when it comes to vegetarianism and veganism. I just wanted to give you a little intro into them and, you know, what the world of changing your lifestyle for health is about. When you're changing your eating lifestyle strictly just for health, you're doing that for a reason. And you're putting your all into it for a reason. And there are different diets that work for different people and different things. So definitely look into it, okay? Look into it. If not, just for some spiritual growth. Do it for a couple weeks, a few months. Clear your mind. Get your head right. Release all these toxins out of your body. That's exactly what this does. Health is a very interesting thing, and we have to grab a hold of it. So I thank you all for joining me. Today is going to be a nice, easy episode. So I hope you all come back. Please check out some of my previous episodes. Subscribe, like, share, tell a friend. I don't care what you do, but share this information for me. You can go check out my book if you're interested in some spiritual growth. If you're looking for a spiritual growth journey, you know, you just need a little bit of help in getting yourself aligned with this spiritual thing, understanding exactly where you fall in it, helping open your eyes to some things you maybe didn't know. Go check out my book. And that book is available on Amazon.com. You can find it under The Goddess Queen or Sinead Riddle. The name of the book is actually going to be called The Spiritual Gladiator Bootcamp, okay? It's a day-by-day guide. It's a two-week day-by-day guide. So 14 days where I walk you along a journey of learning in this whole thing. So I can't wait for you all to take a look at it. Thank you for joining me today. Have an amazing day.